like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia. And I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Welcome to Will You Accept This Rose, a production of iHeartRadio. Oh, this combination of fellas in the studio today is so exciting.
That's right, so exciting.
I feel like I'm having my own bachelorette season right now.
Oh, bachelorette season.
It just, I wonder who's going to go to hometowns.
Who's doing hometown?
How many are you taking back?
All of you.
Okay, it's pretty easy. Very straightforward.
You know what? I'm not great at math.
Yeah.
Can Mittens come?
Sure.
Mittens can come. Yeah.
Hello, and welcome to a very special Hometowns episode of Wings
Up. I love that road. There's lipstick on your microphone already. You're having such a lipstick day.
Are you sponsored by lipstick? It's very overt.
I literally put on lipstick for you. For you. Am I reading this? Am I reading our vibe wrong? I put it on for you. You guys, I... Come on! All right, it's everywhere. I put on like a bright red for you. That's like a stain, like that will stain.
I'm sure that microphone just loved it. It is like, yes, honey.
Michael hasn't said anything, so I think it's okay. I think you can pull the move.
I have a green light here.
Yeah.
I have a green light.
You got red lips and a green light. Let's party.
You guys, red lips, green light. Let's party with me today. I'll just go to my right.
Okay.
You might know him most famously as the man that I was going to go on Amazing Race.
Everyone knows him from that.
Yeah. Everybody knows him.
It's the number one thing people talk about.
Yeah.
Everybody. And now my license plate, I got vanity plates.
I was so excited to see this vanity plate. I thought you'd had it for years maybe, and no! I just did not see this.
As you walked up, you saw it on my vanity plate. It says...
Razzle dazzle.
Like...
Sure does.
Or Rizzle Dizzle.
Wow.
It's more Razz Dazzle.
It's like Razz Dazzle.
Razz Dazzle. The DMV was like, actually, no, it can't Razzle Dazzle.
By the way, it took like 2 hours for me to get it. Here's what happened. I didn't have a front plate on my car because there's no holder for it. So like, I got a ticket. And then I was like, well, I don't know where the second license was. I may as well, if I have to get other plates, I may as well get vanity plates.
Yeah.
So then I was like, well, what's it going to be? I was like, obviously Razzle Dazzle.
Oh.
And then I couldn't find any. There's so many that have been taken. So it was like Razz Dazzle. So it was like Rizzle.
Oh, I got it. I got it.
Did part of you think about leaving as soon as you saw it?
I almost turned around. Yeah. Like, I can't do this anymore.
And then you saw my red lips.
It's getting too real. But I'm glad that the plates are black now. Do you have to pay extra for the black?
Yeah, it's $50 extra a year. Yeah.
So much nicer black.
Oh, $50 a year?
Yeah.
Wow.
I didn't know vanity plates were a yearly thing.
It's, you know what it is? If you went, if you want the vanity and you want the special black plate.
I do like the black. Yeah,
thank you. I got the special. So, okay. So he's half of Razzle Dazzle, Team Razzle Dazzle. You also know him as an entrepreneur, as an astronaut, and also one little thing you might know him from NSYNC.
Oh,
ladies
and
gentlemen, Les Mass.
Hey, everybody.
And you guys have a new podcast.
We do. I have a couple right now.
How many do you have?
Well, there's three.
Okay.
Yeah, so we have Frosted Tips.
Yes. Hot.
Which is like...
iHeart.
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 Hey. Yep.
Been really fun. Had no idea.
With your Michael legal Turkey lover.
Thank you.
Yes.
Come on.
He always forgets to introduce me, even on our podcast.
Oh, man.
Frosted Tips is... I can't believe nobody's taken that title.
Right?
I know.
When is your vanity plate first to troops going to be happening?
Oh, yeah. It's going to be first to... Yeah.
With a Z, tips, TPZ.
First,
it's gonna be just the tips,
just the tips.
What is Frosted Tips about?
So Frosted Tips, it's pretty niche, but somehow it's really taken off. But it's about your favorite teen idols.
Great.
Starting off with boy band members,
hot.
So we get hot and heavy with individual group members and kind of catch up with them.
Great.
It's really fun.
That's so fun.
Yeah.
Speaking of teen idols, this is a man that is timeless. This is a man that
Why are you looking at me for this intro?
This is for you.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. This is your intro.
Wow. Yeah.
He's ageless. He's timeless. He's Dracula. He's a comedian. If there's not a teen idol, Dracula is the ultimate teen idol.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
We loved you in Twilight.
Thank you.
We did.
Loved you last season on the Biz Chiller. What is my other podcast name?
The Bell Chiller?
The Bell Chiller.
Oh, the Biz Chiller is great, too.
We love Biz Chiller.
Biz Chiller.
Ladies and gentlemen, he was a writer on You're the Worst. He was a writer on Arrested Development. He is a brilliant touring stand-up comedian. He's also, he has his own podcast that's wildly popular called The Dollop. Ladies and gentlemen, Gareth Reynolds!
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Welcome.
I've got nothing. What?
And you haven't been on as a teen idol yet. With
no, I'm on the throne. I don't know.
It's
I didn't
coming.
Know that that
and of
was.
Course.
Have you ever had
Michael
frosted
Michael Turgeon,
tips?
Have you ever had frosted tips?
I had frosted hair, not tips.
Okay. Did you? Had,
yeah. Oh,
did
yeah.
you put lemon? Did you do a little lemon situation?
A little
situation?
Sun in?
I dyed my all of it. I bleached it all in high school, and then so eventually I.
Were yeah. you cool?
I wouldn't go that far. No.
Did you have a girlfriend?
I had some. Yeah, I had a girlfriend.
Then you're. I would say he was that
I feel like it's unclear. Did you?
Yeah, I mean, I. She might be listening. I don't want her to know.
She's probably listening.
Yeah,
she's like, we were not official.
Yeah, that's what I'm worried. I'm worried about that dream getting crushed.
Yeah.
No, I had a girlfriend. I had a couple different girlfriends.
Yeah,
but
you
I was
did.
Also very single as well.
Yeah.
Can't tame that stallion.
Listen, I was a teen idol.
Yeah.
You're a teen idol.
Can't settle down.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
can't settle
Thank
down.
You.
And you know, I just adore the co-host of Frosted Tips
oh,
and
stop.
Also somebody who killed it last week at the LA Art Fair,
oh,
killing
thank
it with
you.
The art show, Michael Turchin.
Woo yeah. woo. Yeah.
Couple.
Come on. You're such a talented painter. How did
Thank
how
you.
Did Art Week go?
It's good. It's great. I have a bunch of people emailing me right now. So
as they
good.
Should.
So that's good.
Which stresses him out like no other.
It does.
Does it? In what way? Why?
It's like I like to paint, but then like selling it, like I'm a horrible salesman.
Oh.
And I'm like, here's, you can have it for free.
Is it telling them the price?
That
the
is
price?
Bad yes. sales. That's bad sales.
And horrible.
So you
sales.
Need a manager.
Yeah.
You need an art
Whereas Lance
agent.
Has told me, I just need to just pretend I'm, do a separate email. And yeah. like,
right.
I'm, you know.
My name is
Donald. Penny Petticoat.
Donald yeah. Petticoat. Exactly.
And I am
just
the
Donald
curator.
Donald Petticoat's a real asshole.
Yeah, it's nothing but the best.
But he got me to pay $5,000 for a piece.
Yes, that's right. Yes. Donald Petticoat.
Yeah.
I like, I'm also with us today is my own Donald Petticoat, the razzle to my dazzle. You know her as Hannah Montana, Dr. Banana Tana, Rosanna Dana, Mittens Marine Hosnier. Dr. Banana, welcome to the podcast.
I was going to say, Michael, do you want me to pretend to be your assistant?
Yeah.
She
that would
kill.
Be great.
I'll do it.
That would be great.
I'm
okay.
an email maniac. I will sit there and be like, we will get back to you. This piece is highly.
Yeah.
Multiple bids
so
on it.
We will see. Cash only.
Cash only. Cash only.
That's
and of
great.
Course, yeah. Kenny Levine. I feel very solid about that. Almost as solid as I know. Your mother is British.
Thank you.
How was it? Here we are in London.
So
How,
is mine, by the way.
Is your mother British?
Yeah.
So we have two children who were raised by women with British accents.
Yes.
Hearing this crowd of people keep going, pip, pip, cheerio. Did you want to jump off the Hollywood sign? Gareth Reynolds.
I mean, you get a little used to it, but yeah, actually the end credits was where I was like, all right, this poor bartender was like, uh-huh, great, good stuff.
Yes.
And she was like, I know a lot from Austin Powers. It was like, great. They love to hear that over there.
Yeah,
they were definitely not giving bad bitch energy.
Yeah.
Or even Bahama Mama.
Nothing.
Dude, how are you guys feeling about how are you feeling about Zach as a bachelor?
Okay.
Nice.
I like Zach. at the beginning.
There's a D at the end.
Yeah, we like how he looks.
You
yeah.
like
he's
how
gorgeous.
He looks.
He's gorgeous. He's gorgeous. And, you know.
You look, find him gorgeous?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, he's very
really?
Handsome.
Yeah, do you really?
I do. I oh, think yeah. he's very handsome.
Gay guys would love
that. Yeah, gay guys
that.
Would absolutely
really?
Love
tell me why.
Because he's
think
like.
It's the kind of, he's like thick boy, you know.
He's a 6'4", you know, good looking,
nice
kind of Superman looking guy.
Okay. Yeah. Because somebody emailed us that he's like a straight Perez Hilton.
Yeah.
Ew.
He does look like Perez.
Oh my God, it's the mouth. You know what?
Yes.
It's like the distance from the nose to the top lip. It's longer, kind of ape-like.
You
and the mouth, yes. I've been thinking about this as well. Yeah. Like, he's a,
now
like,
I can't unsee it.
Wow. Is he less hot now?
Is he less hot?
He's definitely less.
Well, that automatically dampens.
Did you guys get an ick?
Did you just get the ick?
Well, anytime Perez Hilton comes up, it's just like boner kill.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So, but before Perez Hilton, you were like, okay, so he has sort of like this, the big sort of frat boy, you're going to climb him like a, him like a jungle gym, yeah. Superman vibe.
Uh-huh.
And so, because I didn't find him sexy at all.
Yeah, I mean, well, looks wise, yes, but I don't
personality
know.
Personality wise, he's not sexy.
No. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
God, no.
No, okay, Garrett, now I know that you're not liking him at all.
No.
You said to me, you texted to me, bring black back. Claytor.
I said bring black Claytor.
Yeah.
Let's have Claytor black.
But black.
I'm very controversial in text. In text, I can be quite spicy.
Yeah.
And I want him back and I want him black. Yeah, I do not like Zach. I think when you think back to the season when Rachel, who every guy was like, I'm out.
Yeah.
Was like, yeah, you won't do it for me. That right away is a red flag. But then seeing him in this role, he's just so boring.
So boring.
Every part of him is so boring. That's why they got to show him showering.
Is
but
that
like
what
last
I
week
said.
When he had to dance,
oh.
It was really upsetting.
Yes.
Yeah. And I just think there's nothing there. It really shows you why the model of this show is so brilliant, because everyone's like, he's the best, and he's just, there's nothing.
No, there's
you,
nothing.
Well, why do you think Claytor had nothing?
As far as watching a show, Claytor at least was like, every decision I make is horrendous.
Yeah,
and that
true.
I enjoyed.
Okay.
Whereas Zach is just sort of like, oh, it's very impensive.
Here's my biggest beef with Zach. He's straight guy tight with when he got like, whoa, don't you cue quarter for me. Don't you fist
that
bump
was
me.
Brutal.
Don't you give me a nickname. When he gets tight shaming, he gets tight and shaming.
We were talking about
that's
that.
What I don't like.
Yeah.
Every episode, it shows a little anger side of this guy.
Yeah, I agree.
Yes.
Over no information, he will just go off on a girl and you know, You're gone. Without even having a conversation.
I think they're going to find two of the eliminated women in bushes on the set.
Right?
I really do.
It's weird. The fist bump thing, his inability to let go of Brooklyn's cute fist bump on the beach.
Oh,
she's a cutie pie,
ridiculous.
A sweetheart.
Yeah.
She had some personality. She was nervous. She did a little fist bump. He brought it up even later at the dinner. Mm-hmm. And then like the Q4, like, excuse me, let me just back it up. It is me finding my wife?
I know.
You and your Q4.
Oh, so you look at yourself in this.
Oh, God. Oh,
like,
so you look at yourself.
We all do. We all do.
He was like, whoa, I don't know about that. She's like, well, it's just, I'm distracted by myself.
And we're used to it. We're used to looking at, like, we've all
everyone does that.
We all talk to ourselves on Zoom.
90% of the time, you're looking at yourself.
Yes. 100% of the time, I'm looking at myself.
He's a liar.
I thought I was in a meeting and it was just me opening the Zoom because I was just looking at myself for like an hour and a half.
And don't you compare your COVID, your work COVID, with his love COVID.
Oh, we're gonna get there.
How dare you?
By the way, and we'll get there. They didn't seem worried at all that maybe, Gabby had COVID, who he was UB40 had COVID.
True.
That he's like, yes. Like, they didn't see.
It's the new strain.
Nobody.
We got COVID, UB40. This is not good.
Nobody pulled Gabby out, who was tongue-kissing him the night before.
I know, and everyone's out there like, wow, how did you get it?
Yeah.
And it's like, no, and again, he's kissed everybody on the show.
Because he has nothing to say.
Yes.
So literally he's like, oh, cool, let's kiss.
It's so true.
So basically we have one date to talk about. Okay, are we ready? Here we go.
This is the show about nothing.
Yeah.
Okay.
It really was amazing.
Okay, here we are. Pip, pip, cheerio. We're in London town. The royalty is here. It's the perfect place to fall in love. Is it?
No.
If you have money.
London. They called it the London. City of Love.
London?
No yeah. one's ever said that.
The cold, wet.
Yeah.
Overcast.
No emotional.
Yeah. Yeah. London. Ask like Harry and Meghan Markle. Like.
Yeah.
That ended well.
Yeah. So then, actually, you know what? I stole that from a tweet. Somebody tweeted us that. I'm going to say that right out of the way. I feel like somebody tweeted us that.
Pretty...
I'm not going to be a thief.
Can I give my theory?
Yeah.
That the royal family paid for this whole date to do a PR move because of the Prince Harry book.
Wow. Oh, I'm sure.
Because it was so weird. Like, why would you bring the royal consort on The Bachelor?
Yeah.
By the way, though, former.
I know.
And the corgi.
And the corgi. Let's bring out the
bloodline. The corgi bloodline. They were very delicate.
And then the dude with the perfume, he like
the perfume, and he had to sit there while they made Joe. I mean,
where they're like, this smells like BO, trash.
He's actually on a respirator. I know we like to have fun.
He had to sit there,
but
like,
his career's over. He lost his sense of smell.
Yeah,
the guy can't. He's done working
because of Zach's
fucking COVID.
Okay, so then we have he said this. My goal this week is to focus on romantic connections and then from there see how love comes. What's the difference?
There is no difference.
What's the difference?
And trust me, he's told us millions of times he's there for romantic connections.
Yeah. And best friend. Finding a best friend.
Yeah.
I cannot.
I know.
Finding his person. If I hear any contestant or another person say, I just want to find my person.
There's nobody.
Hate it.
There's nobody. Who do you think is the front runner right now? The nurse that dropped off?
Jesse Palmer.
I feel like he's losing the will to live.
Yeah, he is.
He is.
Even Jesse.
But we're seeing him less and less.
Yeah.
Well, do you
way less.
Do you feel like
he wouldn't even hand out the roses?
Yeah, I know. They had to just get their own rose.
Wait, didn't he? He came in at the end still. He's like, there's one left. It was like, Jesse, we don't need this show does not need a host. We've proven that.
Yeah.
So then he says, my goal is, and so all the gals have the bad British accents. And so here comes the highlight of the show, Greer.
Yes.
Of course, the beauty of the meanest people on earth, the Bachelor producers, they know. Mm-hmm. I love tea so much. I love tea so much. I have tea tattooed on myself. I'm like, wait. You tattooed tea on yourself? Mm-hmm.
That's how she bonds with her family.
Yeah. I mean, you love tea.
Yeah, that's why I have a big mm-hmm. Tetley's tea bag on my back.
Yeah. I was going to ask what kind.
Yeah, Tetley's.
And it says, are you ready to tea bag?
Yeah,
he has tea bags tattooed onto his balls.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. That's exactly right.
He's like, it's a real tea bag.
As I'm dunking my balls into a passed out person's mouth, I go, you should have known.
He's tattooed tea bags on his balls.
Yeah, yeah.
It's legit tea bagging.
Works in two ways. I've got a T2. There we are. One lump or both.
So then, she's like, oh my God, I have a tattoo. I would lose my shit if I got to have tea with Zach. Well, you know she's never going to get to have
no.
No.
So in comes, it's not Greer, Gabby, who he shamed earlier for giving him a nickname.
Oh, I know.
You are my queen. And she goes, oh my God, I'm going to cry. And then in came a butler, and it says, Zachary Shallcross shall meet you downstairs. And Greer is just losing it and starts crying, and Gabby leaves in a Rolls Royce. Mm-hmm. And these are always the meanest dates. The girl that gets the like Pretty Woman shopping trip and goes around with the bags.
And then the producer's like, you better go in that room and you show off every little thing in detail.
Walk through every item. Do you understand
Jimmy
us?
Jimmy Choo.
Yeah, you described how it smells and how he caressed you as you picked out this shoe and dress.
He banged in this one.
Yes.
Yeah. And act like, oh, I'm sorry. Was this inconsiderate of me? I'm sorry.
Also, I didn't see an amazing you there. Moment where she's just like, is that me? Did I have something to... Do you think that me going through those 40 items slowly and talking about them upset a couple of the women? By the way, I have COVID-19.
Yeah.
I have COVID.
I've COVID you before
me. I've COVID you before me. Yeah. We ruined a man's career earlier.
It's not the clothes, it's the tea.
Yeah.
It's the tea.
It's the tea.
I don't want that. It's
keep the Jimmy Choo's.
Yeah.
So then they go, they have the champagne cheers, and she says, to my king. And they keep saying, stuff. And he goes, we are literally living like royals. We are actually royals right now. Whoa. We're literally actually royals.
It's propaganda.
It really?
It is.
I think Anna's right.
Maybe.
So the family's like, we got to win these Americans back.
It's so, so
then,
true.
So then they go to the perfumery, and they did say, this is Meghan Markle's perfume.
Which I'm like, don't bring up Meghan Markle here.
Too soon,
Oh, yeah. True.
So that, did you watch the documentary?
I did. We saw the first episode.
I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be an asshole, but her going, and my friend wanted to set me up on a date with him. And
I had to, about this every day.
I had to look him up on Instagram. I looked up H on Instagram, and then I saw his nature photography. Like, oh, okay. So you didn't know who Prince of England.
Literally, that was her demise for me. I'm like, you're like 40 years old.
Yeah.
You know who Prince Harry is.
Yeah, so
you
I looked
idiot.
Up H. I'm like, who? So I went right. I do what you do. You go right to his Instagram page, and I saw his nature photography, and I'm like, that's interesting.
Oh my God. It's like if people ask me with Lance, like, were you a fan with him before you met him? I was like, I didn't actually know who he was. I never heard of him.
Still hasn't brought up the group.
I don't know. I thought he just did podcasts.
You mean the host of Frosted Tips?
News to me.
Yeah, that's why we didn't continue, I guess, because of that moment. Because he, on Frosted Tips, goes off on that subject.
Yes.
Like a lot.
Let's hear it.
She just lost me there. I was like, you know, I was pulling for Meghan. I was like, yeah, they're all, see you next Tuesdays over there.
Yes.
Being a tour. But then the whole, like, I didn't know who he was. I had to Google him.
Age.
You know,
I had to Google age. Could you believe? You didn't know that. Isn't that bananas?
It. Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah, that's totally. It's obviously a lie.
Yes.
They have a royal family in England?
I'm like, Princess Diana died when you were like 13 or something.
Princess
like, you
who?
Clearly knew who she was, yes. Who the whole
yeah.
family was.
Princess who?
Princess who?
Who?
Diana Ross died? What?
Princess Diana Ross.
Oh my God, I had no idea.
So she smells the Meghan Markle. It smells sensual and woodsy.
Yes.
Then she also smells
the weird.
Winston Churchill. Who wants to smell like Winston Churchill?
Also, stop bringing up Winston Churchill.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
I mean, but his perfume is like, it's bacon in bathwater with gin.
Yeah.
It's a tub someone farted in and dropped bacon in. Yeah. It's a cigar drop tub.
Yeah.
Bacon in bathwater.
She was like, oh, it smells like B.O.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
And the guy's just like, uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah.
So then she goes, it smells like weed and Sour Patch Kids.
Yes.
Oh, that was amazing.
And then he goes, marijuana?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Like a narc.
Who said
total
that?
Narc.
Zach.
He goes, marijuana?
Marijuana?
And he like literally like looks so taken aback.
You talking about the devil's leaf?
No, yes. That weed, what weed smells like. And I was like, you are from California, dude.
He lives in
Excuse
Austin.
Me?
He lives in Austin.
He's from California.
Yeah, and from California.
He's such a narc.
He's an Orange County. He's
Orange County. Yeah,
Orange County.
It.
Marijuana.
Mary
you know
Jane?
What, you know what marijuana...
That illegal narcotic?
Marijuana.
That took down Nixon.
You know it's a gateway drug.
Sniff, sniff, pass.
He's a full narc.
Yeah, he's CIA.
Your hottie Bubalotti is a full narc.
He's a total narc. Total narc. And I'm ashamed that I thought he was a hottie in the first episode. I take it all back.
Hottie Bubalotti.
He just shower on the show and nothing else.
Yeah.
In every episode.
Every episode he's showering like sensually by himself.
Yeah.
I'm like, how awkward.
It is weird.
So then, we have she. You know, she's like, oh, she has so much personality. She has this like fun, interesting personality. They're like, how did you meet? She's like, well, I poured maple syrup down his throat.
Also, what kind of question is like? It's like you're being filmed for The Bachelor.
Yeah.
So what brought you two together? It's like, buddy, we're on a reality show. We're
had
like,
no idea.
Like, what are you talking about?
You didn't notice the cameraman all around us.
And who are all these people? Your family?
She is the one that started with Zachariah.
Yeah.
He didn't like that. He did not like a nickname.
No.
Well, I didn't like what she did there either.
Well, that was awkward. I was like, oh, she's gonna be the crazy one this season.
She calmed it. Somehow she calmed it down.
She's really done a 180.
Like she's kind of my favorite.
Me too.
Me too.
Me too.
And
then,
for sure.
And then, so they got the thing. They named it. What did they name it? Zabby.
Zabby.
Oh, Zabby.
And she said, "This is our first child."
Yes,
a normal thing to say.
Smells like our first child.
Like our first child.
Don't you love it?
I kind of.
And
like
that's
that.
A little too close to our perfume called Zaddy.
Yeah.
So. Hot.
Wow.
Yeah.
By the way, I spent Thanksgiving with these gorgeous gentlemen.
Yes,
can
you
I just
did.
Say I had the best time?
It's a good time. It's a good time.
Full Zaddy's in the house.
Oh yes. Yeah.
I was obsessed with one. I'll tell you at break. There was a friend of yours that I was obsessed with, and I can't remember his name. And I'm going to tell you at the break. I can't remember.
Like, what did he do? Oh God!
No, he had a funny name. It was a name I was obsessed with, and he kept accusing me of stealing like the last Miller Lite. I was like, I'm not drinking your Miller Lite. I got a. I was.
That's,
he had a great,
great
name. It was incredible. I was like, I'm not. I don't have a Miller Lite.
Open your jacket.
I've never had a Miller Lite.
What gay drinks a Miller Lite?
He went. Oh. Cut this back. Okay, so,
we were definitely off mic there.
Yeah. But did you enjoy it? You heard the story of me.
That's
getting
great.
It's a great. And did you like the name of the person?
Every part of that story was fantastic. That's the podcast.
Yeah. That's Frosted Tips right there.
That's Belchor.
That's right. Okay, let's take a quick break because there's no other dates coming up, really. We're going to take a quick break and we'll come back to the second part of the date where they go shopping. It's time to get sexy.
Oh, yeah.
I need a sexual timeout.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
And basically have conversations that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together, we'll cry together, and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. Welcome to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing. This week, I'm talking to acclaimed musician and entrepreneur, Mr. Worldwide himself, Pitbull.
A lot of artists in general, people that are very creative, sometimes tend to overthink. That's one of my number one rules. Don't ever overthink. You can think ahead, but don't overthink. And what I mean by that is when they start to write a record, they're like, oh, that's not the line. Oh, that's not this. Oh, it's not that. And everybody has a creative process. I'm not knocking it. For me, I just let it flow.
In these exciting times, we're looking to the math, the strategy and analytics, and the magic, the creative spark, more than ever. Listen to Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turned sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back. Okay, so there they are. They have their first child. And then we meet Grant, King Charles' former butler. Mm-hmm. What happened?
Yeah.
What happened?
I want to know his backstory.
Well, did you hear the stuff that Prince Charles has done for him? Like, Prince Charles has his shoelaces ironed.
Is that real?
Yeah. He has someone put the toothpaste on his toothbrush for him.
That's not real. Is that real?
That's real stuff, yeah.
No. Really?
Yeah, yeah. So it's like, I would imagine at some point you would just be like, you know what, dude? Fuck you. You know what I mean? You'd just be like, I'm out of here.
Yeah, Grant got... Well, Grant did bring in the bloodline. That were so cute for listeners at home that don't watch. It was, I want to have high tea rolling around on the floor with corgis dressed in like formal wear. That was a great day.
Has like Victorian collars on them.
That was really fun.
I have a question. Where do they keep the corgis when they're not filming?
That's a
Where
great
do they come
question.
From?
They're like in cages somewhere.
Yeah, I did read
attic.
That they got like...
Quiet in there!
Yeah,
the quiet!
The queen's corgis were like adopted by one of her kids or one of the cousins or something. So I'm kind of like, did they take them from them? Or are these extra corgis?
They're extra because they kept being like the bloodline.
The bloodline.
It has to be pure.
They would have been like the queen's corgis.
Yeah, these are the bloodline.
So like when she had more, there's clearly more puppies in the litter. So I think they just keep breeding them and who knows.
Really cute.
And I thought Camilla actually is taking care of them. Didn't
she?
I think
okay,
she
maybe
was.
It was.
She should. For PR, she should.
Yeah, she for PR, yes.
She should.
Yeah.
Oh. She should.
Yeah.
And she, like, pinches them a lot. Like, yeah. This is for what she did to me.
Oh, yeah.
I remember like... when he said, I want to be your tampon.
Oh. Wait, sorry. What happened?
Yes. Charles, they caught. Yeah, yes. Anna, tell us. Anna, tell us.
I remember this.
I did not know about
Anna,
that.
So gross.
Get ready.
Leaked calls? Was it the phone calls?
Yes. When he was cheating, on Diana.
Yeah.
And he was like, I want to be inside you like a tampon. Or something like that.
I'd like to be your Tampax.
I'd like
to be in the latest season of The Crown, which is very good.
I'd like to be your Playtex. Yes.
That's the English charm.
I'd like you to smear me with your uterine lining and just get it all over me.
Oh, Charles, please.
Once a month I'll enter. The worst time possible. During the great shedding.
Yes.
How very Tiger Woods.
The shedding. Yeah. What did Tiger do?
Oh, you didn't hear what Tiger just did?
Oh, that was crazy.
What did he
no,
what
neither
did, he
did I.
He
slipped. Oh, he was in some tournament like last week or whatever. And
he's still at it?
Yeah. It's like his comeback, though. So there's a lot of goodwill.
Everyone's because he had the car accident.
Yeah, but then.
And then he slips another golfer a tampon.
Oh,
no.
I did see that.
As a joke, you know, whatever. And ooh. Everyone's going after him.
But everyone was like,
was it, was 1990? What are you doing?
That's the thing. It's like, everyone was like, he's back. And then everyone was like, God damn, like, fuck God, this guy still.
Like, why? Exactly. Just be cool.
Yeah.
He got too famous too young and was too good.
Yeah.
Man, I knew when that car crash happened and the golf club, when the wife was attacking the car, I knew something had happened.
We all were like, something's happened. I like how Arden's like,
you're very perceptive.
Yeah.
The lipstick smeared. I knew when I saw that lipstick smeared all over the microphone that something had happened. There's a few and you're like, oh, that, something's, there you go.
But with him, it like keeps happening. Yeah. Like, he keeps being like, oh, I crashed another car. Ooh, I'm having 15
He's like 20 years of Ambien, just like running a life.
Does look like he is aged 30 years in a year.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like he looks like a grandpa now.
Yeah. A presidential term, but as a golfer.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so then they had the corgis. They came in and it was so great. So then they go and they're trying on clothes. She's trying on gowns. And I have to say, the final one that she was in, she looked so cute.
Yeah,
the first one was weird though, I thought.
Yeah.
And he was like, I'm just touched.
Yeah.
And it was just like, this looks real, like it looked like someone like shoved like plastic wrap on it.
It was a weird, it was a very old fashioned dress.
Right. Yeah.
And I felt like she's so likable and sweet. She's a gal from Vermont, you know?
She's a normal gal.
She's just a normal gal. Yeah. It's like,
just
she's,
like Meghan Markle. She had like to, Meghan Markle. She looked on Instagram, what is The Bachelor?
What is The Bachelor?
I have no idea.
I don't know.
I don't know. You were just the guy I threw syrup in.
Yeah. Exactly. You were the syrup holder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then she keeps saying that she had a lot of body image issues and that he made her feel beautiful. And I felt like I find her very likable, charming.
Yes.
I felt like that, you know, if you do have that, if you do have feelings like that from the past, I feel like every woman's probably struggled with that, that she held her head high and she went out there and like, she's very real and charming and likable and she is beautiful and like, I'm rooting for her and I feel like they're a cute couple and I fear he's going to pick a
He doesn't deserve her.
No, he's going to pick a nurse.
She needs somebody with like a personality, someone like cool and fun.
I want her. Yeah, I want her as the next Bachelor. bachelorette.
Yes. Like,
we've never had a quirky bachelorette like that.
With another Gabby.
Caitlin. Yeah.
Yeah, okay, Caitlin was, but this one's even.
Yeah, you're right.
Quirkier.
Remember this... Hannah? But she was just absolutely batshit.
Yeah.
She was
further than quirky. She was. Oh God, she was a liability.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, give me that. That's what I want.
Did you watch Hannah's season?
No, I don't think so.
I will have sex season. in as many windmills as I want. I will not be called a whore.
And Jesus still loves me.
And Jesus still loves me.
And
then I did like her move.
And Jesus was a contestant.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Would she move the podium when that guy came back? And she moved the podium away from him.
Yes.
What was his name? He sucked.
Luke
came back and she moved the podium.
And she was
Iconic.
Such chaos. The like villain went really far. Like she was like, I think he's cute. And everyone's like, he's trying to kill us.
I know.
He's trying to kill us.
I know. And then she blew it with the hottest contestant
Tyler Cameron.
Tyler Cameron.
Oh, she don't make him like that
she
anymore.
She picked fucking dog food jingle.
I know.
She picked
She's doing Special Forces on Fox.
Oh, what's that?
She's on Special Forces?
Fun?
Yeah, she's on Special Forces.
Is that
Forces.
Fun? Is Special Forces fun?
I saw the first two episodes and I kind of dropped off.
Okay.
But she's doing good though.
Tyler Cameron. Oh, yeah.
He dated Gigi Hadid.
It'll come up.
He dated Gigi Hadid right
He's become
after.
Like the ultimate fuckboy now.
Is he? What do you mean?
You know, he's just, he's dating models. He's now like, you know, he's famous. But yeah, it's no good.
But by the way, because like, I actually believe he was a loyal enough guy that he would have picked her, married her, and moved to Jupiter, Florida, and gotten that party boat.
She would have brought him down.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He's attractive.
For sure.
Can he be the bachelor?
Well, he didn't want to be. He didn't want to be.
Everybody wanted him.
He was best friends with Matt, and that's how Matt got on. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And because he was sweet, because it's also like he had real family things were happening at home. His mom was sick. And then
his mom passed.
That's right. Yeah. I really believe he would have loved her and just boated with her and lived in Jupiter, Florida forever. Okay, so here we are. So they go shopping. They get the dress. He's like, you know what? It just clicked with you. And she said, this is the most special I have ever felt in my life. And then she did say, I'm not usually a kisser.
I know. That was weird.
Yeah. You shouldn't say that out loud after you kiss.
No.
Nobody wants to know you don't want to kiss for a lifetime.
She probably knew he had COVID. She was like, I'm just never big into kissing.
I'm more into cuddling.
I'm more of a corgi petter.
It's weird to, you don't want to marry somebody that doesn't want to kiss.
I want to do is kiss.
Yeah,
I'd rather kiss than anything else.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
You know what I want to also give a shout out for? Early day dating. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, maybe the fellas don't. Maybe this is like eighth grade.
I love it.
How fun is a dry hump?
Whoa, what? You're bringing back the dry hump?
In a car for like one night.
I was not expecting you
to say I wasn't
that.
Either.
Yeah, I was like, where is this going?
You don't want a dry hump? One night, like a first night makeout?
The title of is How Fun is a Dry Hump?
Yeah, that's great.
You don't think a one night, first night dry hump? That's not fun. You don't want a dry hump? Am I alone?
I missed the dry humping. I was, a closeted gay, so I wasn't dry humping. Kissing was as far as I was
going
to be going.
You know, a little bit, because you're not actually like going that far, so it's like, you know, you're just a little, you know.
So
you want to feel it.
So I'm like, that's right.
You want to feel what they're
You
want to
feel it.
Yeah. Even in eighth grade, you want to know what they're packing with.
That's right. You didn't have fun dry humping back in the day?
I guess, sure.
I'm fine with it being not a part of my adult life.
Okay, all right, fine.
Yeah. I mean, chafing.
Yeah, the problem is the chafing. If we're going to be honest, the problem is at some point, it's just like someone's trying to start a fire with denim.
Yeah.
It's and like, you're sort of like, I don't need
I
this.
I didn't start the crotch fire.
Yeah. Oh, you're okay, just like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it's like hand jobs, ladies.
Yeah.
It's not great.
By the way, we know that.
Well, if it's dry,
we know that.
Okay.
Well, we know that. And it's like you could do this better yourself. Uh-huh. What, like, everybody.
Do you hate when we shout that?
Is that what happened? You start giving hand drops like, oh.
And I'm so glad.
Jesus
not again.
As an adult, I'm happy
what
to
are
be past it.
What, you playing with a paddle? Good Lord.
I'm happy to be past the hand drop phase.
But you want to go back to dry hump?
I'd rather dry hump and then just get at it.
Skip
hand job.
Skip that whole portion is okay to pass.
Okay.
You're right.
That's a good point of view.
Okay, here we go. I thought
maybe if everyone's wearing sweats, we could talk. But if
sweats.
You're like talking about like we just had dinner, we're in a car, let's escalate. It's full fabric. It's not great.
Yeah.
Well, my apologies to Trent C. I wore a full jumpsuit. I had a full denim jumpsuit.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, my God. It's like a labyrinth. Good luck.
It was like a denim jumpsuit. Look, I hadn't. It had been a minute. I had been off the market for a long, long time.
So you wore a denim jail? Good luck.
I'm sure he appreciated it.
Yeah, I'm sure. It's better than I'll take it. But I mean, I'm not like going like clamoring.
I just wasn't ready to like look. I'm not going to sleep with you on the first date.
That's okay. Nobody's saying, hey. Let's all get our hands up. Nobody's saying that. We're just saying.
But then, what do you do?
Well, I mean, ideally.
That's your dry hump.
Yeah. Dry hump.
That's right.
Yeah.
If you're out in public, if you're not going to somebody's house on the first night. Okay, fine. Okay, you know what?
Where are you dry humping?
Yeah,
where are you? The back of the Razzle Dazzle mobile.
Okay.
The Batmobile.
Sure.
I'm into it.
Back of the Tesla.
If
it's like a 5-minute dry hump, fine.
Yeah,
okay. Like,
sure.
But if it's like, if that's like the event, like we're going to go to my car, we're going to dry hump for the next half
Did
an hour.
You know?
I'm like, oh, God.
There's a base between second and third.
Just smoke in the car.
Yeah, smoke.
AAA pulls over.
Has
you
any
okay?
Man in West Hollywood ever dry humped? Am I the only person in Los Angeles that's ever dry humped?
No, I've definitely dry humped.
You have
in a car?
When
in a car?
When?
Yeah, man.
When?
I started off dry humping and then it
escalated.
And then escalated a little.
Well, yeah,
bit.
That's why I do it in an Escalade.
But no, actually, on one day, I did dry hump in a parking lot.
That's right. Yeah, you did.
When I first moved to LA.
Was it with me and I had a jumpsuit on?
Tesla. Wait.
So then did you have a second date?
Yeah, then
That's
I had a second
right.
date.
That's right.
Where we did
That's
more
right.
than dry hump.
That's right.
And then that ended there.
Well.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
So here we are. Okay.
Action
turned. No, I'm not usually a kissler. I'm more of a dry humper. So then Gabby goes back with the bags.
Oh, yes.
And then the ladies, a lot of them have to seem like they're cool with it.
Yeah.
Because they like her, but they really rub it in. It's bag after bag after bag. And then the butler arrives with the gown. It's Jimmy
Choo
shoes.
Which is great, too. I like the way they parse it out. Yep. I like that there's 30 things, and then there's a butler bringing more.
Mm-hmm. So. There's diamond earrings.
Yeah. Oh, I know. And they
Jimmy
pass
Choo
them around.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That also.
And then Greer looks at them. She just like takes it, looks at it.
Couldn't handle it.
Immediately hands it
she
off.
She's like, yeah. I love tea.
Yeah. And so
do you think that would be weirder if she showed up with all the bags that just said, hi, ladies, and just walked away?
Yes.
That'd be weirder, right?
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe not.
Right?
I don't know.
Dr. Banana, you're the psychologist of the show.
Didn't the girls say, tell us everything?
They did.
Katie,
they did it to
Katie
themselves.
Was like, I want
to
know everything in detail over and over again.
Yeah, they did.
But the producers are for sure like, make sure you show them. Tell them that Jimmy Choo's.
Yeah, you're right.
Well,
okay.
I would like to think that in the real world situation where a guy's dating 50 girls, I would put the bags in my room first and then go say hi
That's
to them.
No,
right.
I wouldn't. I'd be like, oh, you didn't get all these bags?
Yeah.
Pack your bags and leave.
It is a great power move.
Yeah. It is a great power move.
I'm like, what did he give you?
It's
COVID?
A cool
I got COVID and these bags.
He got me all these things that I can keep wearing and the gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah.
COVID.
But it's true. These producers, like, these girls get along way too much.
Yes,
they are
that's
real
right.
friends.
They do.
And we need to look this up right
so
now.
So they go, so then they didn't like the perfume named Zabby. They didn't like that. And
what
then
about
the girl,
that is not lovable?
Some of them starts crying. Greer's bummed. Then she said we had tea and crumpets. Greer's like, tea, that cut deep. I told Zach how much I love tea.
Zach hates me. He had tea in England. It's obvious.
So then she leaves. The dress comes in. Greer's in the hallway. They're like, no, sit in front of this
door.
There you go.
This door.
There you go.
Perfect spot.
This is the door.
There you go.
So then they go. They sit in front of that door. And then she's like, walks over them with the bags. Like, oops, I thought I was 7'13". I am 7'11". This is my room.
Can you move?
Can you? And then she like hits them in the head with bags going in. Meanwhile, she's outside and she's like, my love language, this is me and my family, is tea. This is the exact date I wanted. This date is so me. Presents and royal perfumes. My love language is affirmation. And this has been my he's been creating dates. This date was my personality to a T. She walks by with the giant bags. They're in front of the Gabby's room. She's like, and then she fucking loses her shit.
Yeah.
So then she has the nighttime date. Zach is in a tux. She shows up in the dress. She's like, I don't want to scare myself. But this was, they toast to an incredible first date. And he's like, you make every situation fun and special. And she's like, that's true, but it's not always sunshine and rainbows. which is like, why can't you just be like, thanks, yeah, I'm fun. I'm fun.
I'm exactly opposite of you.
Yeah, exactly. So then she's like, but you have to be like, don't worry, I am a bummer. Fear not, I'm a drag.
I know.
So then she's like, he's like, that's right, that's cool. I mean, who do you want to wake up to every morning and see? I want something real. It's the little things. Yeah, it's the little things. Makes someone feel so loved. I mean, this dress, I was worried, is it going to fit me? Will I look good in it? You made me feel so pretty. And just how you looked at me, he's like, you are so beautiful. I see you for you. And then he's like, you don't have to be this precious in a relationship. And she's like, I haven't always felt this confident. I lost a little bit of myself. Everybody's lost some of themselves. Like, who's had a great relationship in their early 20s? Nobody.
Yeah.
And then she's like, you make me feel so beautiful. And he's like, you saying it means a lot. I used to have problems with, he said he had problems with his self-image too. You make me feel so safe and seen with everything. And then Greer starts crying. And then she gets the rose, and like they're kissing. And they go dance to UB40. Wise Man Say. Cute. Love the song.
Sure.
It was actually like a really great. I mean, it's better than dancing alone to one person with a guitar.
Yeah, it's like Temecula Road again. Yeah. Oh, they flew all the way from America. For their British debut, Temecula Road.
Jesse's cousin was 2 weeks ago. Was Jesse that Palmer kid? Was Jesse's cousin?
Oh my God!
Was it really? Because that's what we said.
Yeah, it was. It was
that's
his cousin.
That's what we said. This is totally Jesse's cousin.
It was Jesse's cousin.
We said that as a joke.
It is his cousin. It was his cousin. It's his cousin.
That is so funny.
I have to say, I felt like this was a really romantic song. This is a good way to end a date.
Wasn't that our wedding?
That was our first dance.
It's a great song. I love the song. I love that song. That's really cute. Mm-hmm.
JC sang it.
Oh wow.
Yeah. Jesus. He's talking about
Jesus.
Jesus sang it.
Jesus Christ himself.
I'm less impressed, but that's still awesome.
Where did you guys get married?
Downtown
Bethlehem. No, I don't know.
In the manger.
In the manger.
Nazareth.
We dry humped in Nazareth in front of our friends and family.
We created fire that cooked the meal.
Yeah. Wise man say. He's like, my dad, God. So wise. He told me. He said it. It was a romantic wedding.
Oh, my God.
Enough about us.
Downtown L.A., the Old Park Plaza. I wish we knew you then because you would have loved it.
Oh, are you kidding?
Oh, you would have loved it.
Keep your hands off certain beers.
Oh, I would have been.
It was all moonshine.
We had a moonshine bar. Wow.
I would have stolen Miller Lite from your friend.
Yeah. There was no Miller Lite there. Definitely. It was moonshine.
That's
because I'm
so
from Mississippi,
fun.
And people got a little wrecked.
Yeah, sure.
You're asking for it.
You had a moonshine bar? You're asking. Was it fun? Oh, my God. I wish I'd been there.
It was a lot of fun.
You guys, I have to say, all in all, I don't think she's going to win because I think she has too much personality.
No, we need her as Bachelorette.
She'd be a great Bachelorette.
My friend texted me and said that they heard Charity on a podcast recently and felt like she was hinting that she might be Bachelorette.
Interesting.
That was the vibe that it got was taken.
Okay.
Do you guys feel like, I feel like at the end of every date he has, the ones that go well, like not the ones that he just immediately tells them to go home, obviously. Yeah. I feel like every single one, I'm like, oh, this could be it.
Yeah.
And then it's like weird though, because it all just seems to be an even playing field.
Yes.
And then when we see them together, nobody seems to be ahead.
No. I'll tell you, the one person who seems ahead is the one who's like, the one that he danced in the bikini in the Bahamas, where he's like,
Kat.
I think Kat feels
gorgeous.
She's so hot and she's sexy.
Oh, but when she was talking about snogging.
I can't.
Oh, snug.
I cannot.
Why was she saying snug?
Snug.
She even changed.
She was like, it's called snug. Snug?
I can't.
Should we snug?
I can't.
Oh, I was just like, I couldn't handle
it.
It
was so awful.
Oh.
I feel like she's the sexiest of like, that he's open to. Like, there's other sexy women.
He danced for her.
He danced for her.
So rhythmically.
Yeah, he did.
His dancing.
I think she is, I think she's very pretty.
Yeah.
And she's a nurse.
And she's, like, very natural.
Does she already live in Austin?
I think so. There's one of the Kat,
Greer
Katie,
lives in
Austin, that lives in Austin. Okay, so do we think that Kat's going to win?
Kat would probably be top two.
Yeah. Do you think Kat's going to weigh?
I think she's up there for sure. Yeah.
I would think so.
All right, we're going to take a quick break, yeah, and we're going to come back and talk about the group date without the Bachelor.
They're lucky. They're lucky he couldn't make it.
Oh, my God. No, they did not. No, they did not. Oh, yes, they did.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
And basically have conversations that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together, we'll cry together, and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. Welcome to Math and Magic, Stories from the Frontiers of Marketing. This week, I'm talking to acclaimed musician and entrepreneur, Mr. Worldwide himself, Pitbull.
A lot of artists in general, people that are very creative, sometimes tend to overthink. That's one of my number one rules. Don't ever overthink. You can think ahead, but don't overthink. And what I mean by that is when they start to write a record, they're like, oh, that's not the line. Oh, that's not this. Oh, it's not that. And everybody has a creative process. I'm not knocking it. For me, I just let it flow.
In these exciting times, we're looking to the math, the strategy and analytics, and the magic, the creative spark, more than ever. Listen to Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here we are, and we're back! Okay, so we find out the gals get all ready to go on this group date, and everybody's like, I hope my name's not on it. I hope my name's not on it. And Charity finally gets a one-on-one date. Lo and behold, they're like, hey, there's a little bit of a twist. Zach doesn't feel good. And they're all like, fuck him. Like,
they took it so personally.
They really did.
And they're like, he's standing me up. I've been like, there was no one seemed worried about him.
No, it was like mean. They were just like, how dare he?
They
get
were
sick.
Enraged.
Well, that's how he would react.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
That is true.
Yeah, you're right.
But
yeah,
they all took it so personally and were just like,
mind, though. It's like, yeah. It's the hive mind. Once one of them is like, we don't like it, they're all like, we despise him.
Greer was like, I've been stood up before. I gave him grace today. I'm not giving him grace tonight. If he does not show. So then they go around also like, okay, well, you're still on television. You're in London. See, I'm going to guess maybe some of these girls have never been to London.
Yeah.
To get a full tour where they've set up little things for you. You're going to
have a beef eater.
Yeah. Come on. I'm like, by the way, I was impressed by the beef eater not making any. Like,
it was good.
They were also like watching them try to do bits like, have you seen a talk? Like, everything is about him. Have you? And they do seem to get along well. So at least like, go try to get your, like, correspondent on, like, Access Hollywood career going. Go be cute and funny mm-hmm. around, like, go do some stuff. Like, don't yeah. just, like...
Just have a fun girls' trip.
Just yeah. like you're on television, you're in London, who cares? And they were so pissed, like, arm folded. One of them was freezing. Kylie was freezing.
Kylie didn't realize London has weather.
And then it started raining, and they're on
on the top of a convertible bus.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, it's very cold in England, and up there it's very cold.
Brooklyn feels stood up. She's too pissed off to cry. Kylie wants to quit. He is in bed in a zip-up sweater journaling.
Mm-hmm. Yep, for sure.
Katie,
as we do.
Katie,
as one does. Soon as they show him like in bed like that, I just was like, yeah, he has COVID. Like, this has to be it. And then he just like takes one tissue. Like, no.
He's also made out with everyone.
No. I know.
Everyone.
Everyone. There's no
including
way.
Including Jesse
so
Palmer.
Many questions.
There's no way this production cannot shut down.
Yeah.
Because he is made out with everyone and that's on the set.
And how did it not pass? Like, we know it didn't pass, right?
I mean,
they kept
going. We don't know. I mean, because honestly, next week, getting a little ahead, but they could have had to like wait a week or so. Yeah.
No, I heard that they couldn't even wait at all, like a day.
Really?
Nothing. They could never shut down production because of all the deals they had.
Really?
The different countries.
Wow.
I was wondering, did they have to wait?
No, I don't think they can shut down.
So what do they do?
I don't know.
Is it they give them what, like, the CDC's like, 5 days and you're fine.
They're like, you're not willing to die for true love.
When we were going to do Amazing Race, wasn't the whole thing like 3.5 weeks?
And
then you get sent to like if we lost, which obviously we wouldn't,
duh,
you get sent to like the quarantine hotel where you get like locked up.
Yes, mm-hmm. But you still get to travel. Do you think you get to see anything?
No, I think we would have been like locked in a Hilton somewhere together.
Mm. Well, we'd never, because you know.
Because we would have won. They would have been like
a non-elimination
cup.
Round.
It's a non-elimination round.
Oh, yeah, they would have
come in last like six times in a row.
Like,
non-elimination
wow.
round.
I feel like we would have done well.
I think so, too.
I feel like I'm fast, but not fast enough to win in a foot race against like an Ironman competitor. Mm. So it would have been
I don't think Lance would win against an Ironman
competitor. The foot race part.
Speak for yourself.
I feel like the foot race, I think about it sometimes when I'm jogging. I still think about like I'm in training for us. And then I think about sometimes like I don't want to let you down, even though we're never going to do this. I think about like with the weight stuff, I think I need to like start doing like steroids or something and get very built.
I think that's a great idea, actually.
I think I really should,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
you
do it.
Uh-huh.
It's really more cardio than lifting.
I've got good cardio.
Show.
I'm brave. Uh-huh. And I'm
you'll eat anything.
I'll eat anything.
Yeah. I'll jump off anything, you'll eat anything.
And I can drive stick shift.
There you go.
And I'm good at puzzles.
Yeah.
Great. We're going to win. Okay, so
maybe
then...
we should just do Big Brother.
Oh, yeah.
So even better.
You know what I've been doing?
Can we do it as a team, though?
It would be so fun. Well, we'd go in pretending we don't know each other.
Okay,
but we'd be a secret
like,
alliance.
Yeah.
But now I'm catching up on all the Big Brother Canada. Every season.
I want to say...
You guys should do the traitors.
But,
I know.
That would be so fun.
That would be fun.
By the way, okay, I did stand-up last week at New York Fashion Week. Cynthia Rowley had an all-female stand-up show.
Okay.
So that was her like fashion show. And Alan Cumming was front row. I gave him a shout out. I was like, love the traitors.
I have watched that
it's
show.
Fun.
Okay.
He was a really good sport.
It's so good. I've already started watching the British version.
Okay, I've also just started watching Love Island Britain, which England, which I've never seen.
We started watching that years ago, but then we kind of fell off.
That's
we need
what
to start back again.
I've never watched. I started with season one. I have to put subtitles on.
It's necessary.
It's
at all
so
times.
Fascinating.
Oh,
okay.
It's the best.
My favorite is when they start to like acknowledge Brexit. And they're like, what's Brexit?
Oh, I haven't gotten
and
there
And they
yet.
Don't know. You're like, oh.
We're not allowed to have a chat with the European Union.
Oh, my God. The accent. Hannah's
the accent
is incredible.
Oh.
Well,
I
was being a right tit. I feel like I was doing a right tit this morning.
What's a consonant? We don't pronounce any consonant.
I was being a tit. When I did your jaw hump, I was being a real tit. Being a real tit. I know when I've been a tit.
You're muggy. You're very muggy. You're a mug.
Mug.
You're mug.
These new birds came in and they were right fit. And
right.
I felt like I was being a real tit.
She called me a mug. Muggy Mike. What?
I loved it.
I don't know.
Here for it. And like the corn lips. The corn lips.
Oh,
and like
lips.
This is early. This is 2015. Early corn lips.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
Okay. So Kylie wants to quit, gave Grace, Zach's in bed journaling, Charity's like, am I going to get on the one-on-one? She's crying. Then we find out they make them dress up for the cocktail party, knowing full well.
So mean.
That's mean.
Right.
Oh. And they're so excited. Yes, we're finally going to see him. It's cruel.
Yeah.
Gareth, why did you do that?
I love it. I also love that Jesse Palmer doesn't deliver the news.
Yeah. No, they Donald send in another Petticoat.
Random
Donald Petticoat.
Butler.
Your agent.
Yeah, my agent came out. He's like, hello, ladies. He has a message.
I don't know what the hell this is, but here's an envelope.
A man named Zach says it can't be here. Goodbye.
Zach's still using the one tissue.
No tea for you.
Yeah. Like,
by the way, he says, fuck you, Greer. He's very sorry about doing this to all of you, except you, Greer. He's not a fan. You're a bit strange, aren't you? Why do you get that tattooed? Anyway, ta-ra!
Why didn't Jesse Palmer do it? Were they worried he had COVID?
What is he doing?
He literally looks like the light in his eyes is dimming.
Yeah. I know.
Well, he's probably at the pub down the street.
Yeah, he probably was. His shit face.
Yeah, the light... He stole the last Miller Lite.
He did.
Yeah.
He stole the last Miller Lite. Yes. So imagine if I stole a Miller Lite from someone. First of all, I've never had a Miller Lite. For me to go steal some, because I know you didn't provide the Miller Lite.
I feel like you took it.
No, he brought the Miller Lite.
I knew that was.
If it was me, it'd be Coors Light, okay?
Thank you.
My husband is class.
Thank you.
Who? I had to look him up online. I looked up my husband, and I saw a whole page with Coors Light, and I was like, I will go out with him. Oh, he's
who
sick?
Is this regular
he's
guy
sick?
Who likes Coors Light?
He's just a regular. Is he a mechanic?
Huh.
Who is he? He's just a regular man. And then Elle contacted me, and I saw Elle and I made up, and I was like, I love you. So do you own a bar? Who are you? Okay, so then he's tested positive for. So they didn't pull Gabby.
No.
They didn't pull Gabby.
She's right there on the couch. She's in the middle of everything.
And they didn't pull her. And she's been making out with him to UB40. By the way, can I just say, UB40... when I was a young girl, had been around for a long time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And
I'm
like, they looked pretty good.
They looked good. I had to like Google, I'm like, well, is he that, looks good. What did he look like when he was singing? Was he like a fetus?
Like, yeah. Really, I was like, what? How they're still together?
Even when they did the song for Sliver, the movie.
Yeah, right.
By the way, is that Sharon Stone?
Yes.
He looked
Billy Baldwin.
Oh my God, I had such a crush on him.
Yes, you see his penis.
Do you really?
Yes, you do.
I couldn't dry hump him then.
Oh
no.
I dry hump myself.
I'd have to get him in a jean. I used to live near him. I put him in a jean and then I'll go dry hump myself. I used to live near him in New York and I would see him at this bakery and I was so in love with him. He's married to the Wilson Phillips.
Is he?
Oh, right. Yeah,
the blonde hair, with the short hair.
Yeah, right.
I don't know if they're still married, but he married her.
You're right.
Sure.
Really? Will you look it up? Yeah. Thank you, Dr. Banana. Okay, so then, God, he was hot. That fire backdraft? Are you kidding me?
Mm-hmm.
The Sliver's the one I paused a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
You don't see his penis in backdrop.
What does he do with his penis in it? Where is
it? It's just a quick shot.
It's
you know,
just on him.
Yeah.
You know, attached to his groin.
You know how these looking penises
all,
are.
Looking all penis-y.
Yeah.
I've only seen them in denim jumpsuits.
Oh, yeah.
I've never seen a penis.
No, you got to see it in the wild.
No, I don't know what you're talking about, but in the back of my Tesla, but when does it get into jeans?
Well, that you get a sliver playing the denim hump.
That's right.
That's what happens.
So then.
Get a blue sliver.
I feel like I owe an apology. We call him Trent Z on the pod. You've had meals with Trent Z.
Yes.
You like Trent Z.
I like Trent Z.
I owe Trent Z an apology.
Well, I think you should call him right now.
Trent Z, I'm so sorry that I made you dry hump me in the Razzle Dazzle Mobile.
Oh, wow.
I think he was like, what the fuck? What are we doing?
What's going on?
I'd like to invite you to the fantasy suite in the back.
Yeah.
He was literally like, okay, like, what are you talking about? What is this?
You're like, I'm really slutty, but I'm saving myself for marriage again.
Marriage again.
We're going to dry hump until then.
You don't need to wear a condom. I have denim.
Yeah. I'm wearing my denim dam.
Yeah.
Nothing gets through this.
I'm saving myself for marriage again.
Again.
I remember, like, in middle school or high school, people being like, the semen can get through the clothes.
Wow.
I hope so.
I remember getting AIDS. Convinced
my
of that.
Brother and I got AIDS tests before we had sex. We both snuck to Manhattan.
What
and
the
we
fuck
got,
are you talking
we
about?
We both snuck off to Manhattan.
Were you doing heroin?
And we were like, we have AIDS. Both my brother and
Why?
I were like,
Why did
what
you
made you think?
It's the 80s.
and they're like, it's everywhere.
It was the early 90s. Excuse me. It was the 90s.
This was 2005, please, Katie.
There's no internet for anyone to look anything
up. It was the 90s.
But you thought you had airborne AIDS?
I had full AIDS from my brother and I both, full virgin. I don't know. I'd given a couple hand jobs.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. You got a hand IV.
Uh-huh. Yeah. It's a gateway act. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I was like, I got to go back to the dry humping.
I'm going to have to cut this hand off.
Okay, what did you find, Dr. Banana?
Yeah,
Okay, great.
Correct.
Okay, we're learning a lot. When they don't go on dates, we learn a lot of personal info. Mm-hmm. I remember my first hand job and wanting to apologize. Do you know what I mean? Because you don't know. You're just in blind. Do you know what I'm saying? And you're like, you know the guys are... It's a weird thing. Like, you don't know. You just don't...
You're underestimating the other hand factor.
That's what are you saying?
Well, that's a great part of it.
Oh, you mean that there's take a double hands?
Nope. No, not what I'm saying. I'm saying that you're under, like, you're like, it's the girls shouldn't give hand jobs. Or you tell you.
Yeah.
If it's someone else's hand, that's a great.
Oh,
that's,
like,
that's
like
a compensator.
Tickling your own head.
Yeah.
Like tickling your own head.
So that's great. So okay. If you know the technique is where you think it needs to be.
You have to step up already.
Your first hand job you gave, did you feel like, I'm sorry?
Did you feel.
I have no memory of my first hand job.
Whoa.
Mm.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Katie?
I had no fucking idea what I was doing.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's just like you get into the pool, you start paddling around.
Sure.
Yeah. It's terrifying.
Yeah.
It's terrifying.
It's terrifying. Yeah. And because I was young for my class, and I feel like all my friends were really advanced. Yeah. I felt like they all knew what they were doing. And you're like, all right, I'm just going to just give it a go.
Yeah.
But it takes a minute.
Oh, yeah. And you're never, of course. I mean, I understand why guys don't like it. I mean, in middle school or high school, I'm sure guys are stoked, but it's no.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, great.
Stoked. Sure. Back then. Beats a dry hump.
I mean, I don't mind it.
Yeah. I wouldn't kick it out of bed.
Okay, great. Okay, thank you. Okay, so then, Katie, he comes in and Jesse starts whispering as if he's died. And he goes, as if there's not 88 other nurses.
Zach fell off the building last night.
He goes,
Zach's passed away.
There's 15, there's 15 nurses on there. And he goes, Katie, you're a nurse.
Yeah.
You understand.
I'm sure you're worried about him.
There's something going around.
Yeah, it's like, and she decides to bring a basket to him, which is just smart. But he picked out Katie. What about the other cat? Cat's a nurse. Mm-hmm. He gave it to Katie because they had the date at the museum.
Yep.
Do you think
I thought he was going to ask her, can you help?
Yeah, we don't have
do
any
you know
medical
CPR?
Do you think
Zach's
they did
out.
It at the museum? Do you think
I wonder.
Well, they sure alluded to
maybe
that.
They dry humped.
Yeah.
That was probably a dry humping.
Yeah,
you think they dry hump those stupid pajamas?
Like if they didn't do anything, it would just be so awkward. Imagine that your first date, and then you have to sleep with each other in a tent.
It's very
with
strange.
A crew around.
With a crew around you,
and you're on twin cots in matching pajamas.
It's a perfect Zach date.
It's
the worst.
Perfect. The worst.
It's perfect for him. He's like, "Do you want to sleep in separate cots in a museum while we're filmed?" Oh yeah, that'd be great. Or I could go where my stuff is.
That's right.
Yeah.
So then, she brings him a basket and she starts talking through the door about the gift basket.
So good.
And then they have some PA's hand grabbed it like it was like a hideaway, like some castaway that's hiding. He has to bring the basket inside. That was not his hand. You know, they'd be back to one,
no, for sure.
Pulling the basket.
Yeah.
It was Jesse Palmer's hand.
That was Jesse Palmer's hand. Yeah. So then Jesse's like, okay, gals, ladies, we're doing a virtual cocktail party. It's never been done. A virtual cocktail and rose ceremony. Charity goes in and she has a bananas accent. Where is she from?
I know.
Like the South somewhere, right?
Oh, sometimes Delaware has a weird one. Delaware and Maryland.
I thought she was from the South, though.
Is she?
It goes in and out, randomly. I'm like, what was the word you
said? She was like, my friends know I'm so goofy. And you're like, what?
I know.
She's like, my friends know I'm so goofy.
Oh, I know.
So then she goes in. She's nervous. She gets
from Georgia.
It doesn't. Interesting.
It doesn't
feel like Georgia. So then she's like, she might live there now. I wonder if she's originally from a Delaware, Maryland, Michigan. I don't know.
Born in Fargo.
Yes. Mm-hmm. There's something my friends know. I'm so goofy.
It's his hometown, Georgia.
Okay.
Oh, she's just talks funny then.
So then she goes, so then every woman that goes in is so rattled by not being able to see themselves on Zoom. Which I get. We're used to it. You want to get your angle. You could be I look fucking terrible.
It's just your double chin.
Exactly.
Like, hey,
isn't that what Kat said? She's like, the fat under my face.
Yeah.
She said that at some point.
Well, literally, Greer Greer wore an insane, like, I'm going to battle, like, I'm in.
She was going to battle.
Yeah. She was, like, in a full, like, Hunger Games, like, leather.
Like, yeah. Crocodile coat.
Yeah, right.
Like,
yeah.
What?
Like, made of a crocodile.
Yeah. Like, she was like, I stole some of Gabby's stuff.
Yeah.
I took some of Gabby's coats.
And I made it into.
Okay.
And I put it on.
I put it on. Have you heard of Gak? It's our perfume.
Yeah.
It's so good.
So good.
Gak! So then they go and they're playing with her hair. She gives the Big Ben date. She's like, oh my God, that's so cute. No, I'm going to cry. Because he gave her this fucking souvenir Big Ben clock.
Yeah.
It's pretty cute.
That's emotional.
So then she's crying. She's like, oh my God. So then they all come in. They can't see themselves. And then Katie goes, do you want to have a virtual snog sesh?
No. Snug.
Do you want to have a virtual snug
sesh? She's like, do you know what they call kissing here? I researched it. Snug.
And he was so embarrassed. He was like putting his hands on his, like, this guy has never sent a dirty text. He was
no.
Like, oh my God. Oh my God.
Yeah.
He's the most boring person.
Most boring.
Yes.
Boring.
The worst. I still go back to that marijuana.
Yeah, honestly.
Oh my God.
Do you mean marijuana? Don't touch it. Imagine? It'll get inside of you.
Yeah.
So I feel like Zach loves a hand job.
Oh, yeah.
I bet he does.
He would dry hump me in the Razzle Dazzle.
I won't do skin to skin. I'm waiting till marriage.
Yeah. And by the way.
But you may rub it through my jeans.
As long as I didn't fist bump him or call him a nickname or talk about me having a career, then yeah. he would dry hump me in my car.
Yeah, he would.
For sure.
Look at the eggshells you have to walk around just yeah. saying anything yeah. around him.
I know.
Anything fun. And then he's like, wait, what did you just say?
I want to be very clear with what we're doing here. This is a very important mission to find a wife for me.
And it's just
it's
about
not
me.
Like your job.
Yeah. I just cannot.
We're looking for a Dalai Lama.
You like Will
Do you understand
and Grace?
How important this is?
What?
Someone stole the United yeah. States Constitution.
Yeah.
That's what we're doing here. Greer, do not trivialize this shit. Can I hit her through Zoom?
Yeah.
So she goes in. Allie goes in. Greer says, she said, oh my God, it's weird because I would stare at myself the whole time. And he's like, what?
What are you talking about?
He was enraged. He was already enraged.
Why would you do that? You're with a god. Are you foolish?
He's so tight.
I'm not sure I understand.
He's like, you mean the whole time? And she's like, no, I don't literally. Like, you're like, I'm just like, I'm going to look at myself the whole time. It's distracting.
Read back the records of what she said to me again, please.
You said the whole time.
By the way,
very clear.
All of us stare at ourselves the whole time.
The whole time.
All stare at ourselves the whole time.
I have to be like, shit, I need to look up again.
Yeah.
Exactly. Artem.
Yeah.
The whole time.
And then you get stuck looking at yourself because you're like, well, if I look away, then they'll think that I've been looking at myself.
That's so true. That could be a stand-up bit right now.
Yeah,
that's ready for the stage.
There you go.
Like, I know I'm talking to you, but I'm not going to look over there.
I can't look back up now.
I'm not going to look over there.
Can I just say, there's been moments during the first time you guys were on, my mom called, and she goes, those two comedians were so funny. I was like, Lance Bass and Michael. She's like, those two comics were fucking hilarious.
We've mastered our craft over the years.
No one comes to see that.
She literally was like, she thought you were hilarious. She was like, would have bought tickets to see you at the Improv on the road. She was like, those two comedians are fucking hilarious.
So there is a market for us.
Yeah. Yes.
We're going to do a third podcast, a comedy one.
Moms are a thing.
Really not know? Or
she didn't know.
Pretending?
No. Oh, she was pretending. She goes, so I looked him up.
I saw some of his nature photography.
I saw JJ looked
it's
him up.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
I love his trips to Africa.
Yeah.
He took a lot of trips to Africa.
And she
did
was
you
like,
know that in England there's a royal family?
So strange.
So I looked up L and M,
bizarre.
And I was like, L and M they're not stand up. I didn't know. But then they were late, so I stood them up. He was 5 minutes late, and I left. I was like, okay. Yeah. So then she goes to Greer, says, hearing that you had COVID, I felt for yourself. I remember I work in sales, and I always have the goals that I'm trying to reach. And in sales, there's like It was end of the year, Q4. I needed to get my end of year sales goals, and I got COVID. And he was like, "I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I just
what? This is completely different. This is completely different. Me finding my future wife and sales. This is not the same." She's like, "Oh, I'm sorry." He's like, "No, no, no. Okay, we'll talk for a second. Like, I just want to back it up.
Yeah, sure, let's talk back again.
Can we back again? Because this just means
a lot."
You
said it was so egregious, Greer, that I just am having trouble processing it in real time.
He's like, "I mean, I believe you didn't mean to be say something bad. Like, I believe you didn't mean to say something
negative.
Sharing my
experience of COVID."
Yeah.
Like, I mean.
She meant to slight you. She meant to really dig it into you by saying,
"I'm sorry, Greer.
I'm trying to relate to you for 1 minute."
A lot.
The
more.
Butler comes in. A note from Zach.
Get out. What?
I literally was like, "Is he trying to mansplain what falling in love on The Bachelor is?"
It's crazy.
Zoom?
Oh, for sure.
Crazy.
Like, "Sir, you're on Zoom right now." I would back
it was
it
insane.
Up.
Yeah.
He was so rude. He was such a red flag.
And also, like,
so red flag.
Sorry that this woman actually. The fact that any woman on the show got, like, good for, has actually says the phrase Q4, like, and I have goals,
and
like,
also that's her,
like,
career.
Good for her. Yeah. She's young, and she's got, like, good for her.
And I would argue that you can get fired from your job if you don't meet certain goals.
Yeah, exactly.
Q4, so
but if I get fired from this job, I live alone. You don't understand, Greer.
Yeah.
Someone stole the Constitution.
His energy. I was like,
"Oh my God!"
Once again, your show is now happening on Zoom, so I would.
You're
relax.
Not getting a Big Ben. No,
no,
no! Burn her Big Ben in front of her. Q4. The fuck does that even mean, Greer? You talking alien? Disgusting. I have COVID-19 and I finally feel sick. With you talking to me.
I'm going to go shower.
I got to go take 4 showers.
Stare at myself in the mirror.
I'm going to go take some showers.
I have COVID-19.
I got to shorn my chest and shower.
Oh my God. I mean, does he have that good of a body?
No.
I mean, no.
Okay.
No. Yeah.
No. It's like a good body, but it's not like, there have been bachelors with like body.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd still take it.
But. Of course. I mean, he's no Tyler Cameron.
If I knew I was going to be the bachelor, I might have, you know, gotten a little bit more in shape.
Yes, honey. Yes.
Just a little. I would have starved myself for a good month.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. That's good. I like that.
That's a good healthy habit.
Yeah. People love that. Yeah. So then then she's crying. She's like, "That did not feel good. That did not feel like, I think I upset him."
And now she's like, "I got to find a way to stick with him."
I felt like what I said rubbed him the wrong way, and it was obvious.
What about that? Seemed like you rubbed him the wrong way. When he freaked out twice?
So that Greer, I feel really misunderstood. It's like, yeah, you were just trying to be like, "I'm putting myself, this is what my, I understand." So then Zach starts crying, talking to Jesse. I mean, that's a bully move. Sometimes bullies cry. It's a manipulation move.
Yeah, right.
So then Greer, so then it's like, and Mercedes is like, "I really needed this. I needed to talk to him." And also, Kylie. And then Greer gets the rose, and they're like, "Well, there's no hug, there's no closure. I just have been sent on my way." a Zoom dismissal. And then Kylie said, "I'm literally so stupid. Can I steal you for a second?" That was how it ended.
I will say he does a thing with girls, even that he's sending them home. He reassures them last minute and then still sends them home.
Yeah,
he did that with Davia last time, where he like kissed her and was like, "Okay," and then didn't give her a rose.
I know.
Like, then don't kiss them.
He was like, "I'm really excited about you," and like, "Oh, I feel it. Oh, I want to drive home to you right now."
Yes.
And then Davia's like out the door.
Yeah,
she's like, "I'm so blind." I'm like, "Yeah, you are."
I mean, for an episode about nothing, it was pretty fun to talk about.
I gotta tell
it was.
You,
I loved it. There was less Zach.
Yeah.
And everyone was freaking out.
By the way, you guys are the dream. Like, because we could then be loose and having fun, and it was less Zach.
Oh, so much less Zach. I mean, half of it, he was like behind a door. It was like they iron masked him. It was perfect.
I gotta say, I hope he gets COVID again. You guys have to come back immediately. All right, we're gonna take a quick break, and we'll come back with Tweet of the Week. Ooh, I don't know about you, but things are getting so hot in here. I think I gotta take a pee break. And we're we're back.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
And basically have conversations that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together, we'll cry together, and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. Welcome to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing. This week, I'm talking to acclaimed musician and entrepreneur, Mr. Worldwide himself, Pitbull.
A lot of artists in general, people that are very creative, sometimes tend to overthink. That's one of my number one rules. Don't ever overthink. You can think ahead, but don't overthink. And what I mean by that is when they start to write a record, they're like, oh, that's not the line. Oh, that's not this. Oh, it's not that. And everybody has a creative process. I'm not knocking it. For me, I just let it flow.
In these exciting times, we're looking to the math, the strategy and analytics, and the magic, the creative spark, more than ever. Listen to Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Guys, this has been so fun. You're busy with your 8,000 podcasts. I know you're busy with touring. I know you have your special that just came out. What is the name of your special?
England Weed and the Rest.
I mean, there's
Whoa, marijuana? You mean marijuana?
No. It's called
Q4. Okay.
What?
Oh, God. I'm sorry. I have my own dreams and aspirations. I'll shave you and shower you. That's all I want to do. It's all you do.
Sounds
okay,
nice.
Easy, on YouTube. Easy,
oh,
thank
you.
Easy.
Holy
shit. Should have started with that.
Oh, okay, sorry.
We're going to get to our tweet of the week. Before that, so we got a really cute email. This is from Becca Galvin, who won a sleep crown. And so she's Aunt Gail's. And longtime listener, first time caller, I can't describe how much joy the podcast has brought to my life. Even if I abandoned the Bachelor franchise, I could never quit you. The guests you bring on are always A+, but I would honestly follow Arden and the production team to the ends of the earth. I finally realized that Arden has a similar voice and inflection of one of my best friends, so it's like sharing laughs in a conversation, even though sometimes I'm just the crazy person talking out loud to a podcast. I'm creeped a little and obsessed with Arden's interior design style, and I feel like I found what the inside of my brain looks like, and it has wallpapered ceilings. Yes, shout out wallpapered ceilings. Dr. Banana and Katie Levine follow my theory that the producers at iHeart are some of the best in the biz, who become as integral, I don't know how to say that word.
Integral
to a podcast as the hosts.
No idea.
Well, what she's saying is you guys are as important to a podcast as the hosts. Sheer amount of talent that everyone brings is always at champion level, and I never feel like anyone is phoning it in. I love Anna's newsletter and takes on Prince Harry's book. Thank you for your public service. And her commitment to social justice is so admirable. Katie inspired me to keep looking and sending dogs from our local rescue to my husband after listening to a BAP recap. And we welcomed a new little goblin to our family in November, Katie, because of you. This is their new puppy. Oh, look at that.
Cute.
That's because of you, Katie. My husband and I went back and watched previous seasons just to listen to your takes. We have wildly different tastes in podcasts, but yours brings us together every week during these dumpster fires of Bachelor Bachelorette seasons. As someone who gets chronic migraines and is a nap taker, I can't tell you the excitement I have for joining the Sleep Crown family and finally getting to experience the patented nose gap technology. Yeah. I was having a terrible week, but winning tweet of the week was truly the light in a dark tunnel. Can't wait to see how Milquetoast season shapes up. I would watch any boring individual that flocks to Nickelback so long as you keep on delivering the laughs with your pod. Here's to always being champions. Here's my mailing address, Rebecca Galvin. How sweet is that? What a lovely, lovely email.
Thank you, Rebecca.
That's so nice. Oh my God, you guys, I'm going to be on Nick Vial's podcast on Monday. I'm doing it next week.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, that's a fun crossover. That's exciting. All right, let's get some reviews. It really helps keep us on. It's a cutthroat world of podcasts out there, and having more reviews really sort of helps you get advertisers and stuff like that, which really helps keep us on the air. Yep. So, and helps get everybody paid, our Katie and Anna, for the hard work and everything. We want to make sure everybody's fairly compensated. So we really appreciate, if you go to the Apple Podcast, you do really accept the stories, you scroll to the bottom where it says ratings and reviews, you can tap to rate, and then there's a little thing underneath the first review, and he says, write a review. So we got a really cool one, 5 stars from Murky Mom 12. Margaret and Joe loved the Margaret and Joe episode. You guys were there. How great were they?
They were a dream.
They were great.
They, you know what? They came in. They did their homework.
They did their homework.
You know, they respected the rookie game.
By the way, can't wait to have them at the Bell House, and can't wait to have them back in person next time I'm in New York.
I can't wait. I can't wait to meet them because Marge is so fun on Real Housewives of New Jersey.
By the way, she invited me to her house.
You have to go. That house is nice. You need to go to that house.
Well, maybe you could come with me.
I've already bought my ticket.
Great.
Before you even said that, I was
okay,
there.
Okay, great. Okay, great. So then I can't read the full thing because it's on my phone. But it says, came for the pee. 5 stars, Fruto Buggins. I'm going to say, came for the podcast from heaven, stayed for the Sleep Crown champion talk.
Yeah.
Never watched anything from the Bachelor world, and why would I when I can listen to this? It makes me so happy that so many of our listeners don't watch the show. I can't even tell you how flattering that
That's
is.
That's okay.
I get all the camaraderie of friends reveling in the absurdity of milquetoast people complaining about how dating people on TV is the hardest thing they've ever done. Yeah. It's so sweet. Okay, we got a 3-star review from Zad1012. Funny. I love this podcast and everyone is super funny. Thank you. I do, however, get super annoyed because they all talk over each other. It's like The View but podcast form. It's hard because there's so many people that want to do it. It's just hard with 5 people. I understand that. I can understand there's a lot of people at once. I can see that would be confusing. But we appreciate all of your reviews. Okay, we have a very exciting thing coming up because our tweet of the week. This jewelry company from Rhode Island, RSPR. Look at
so cute.
They're giving this necklace away in 1 month. Okay, it's a gold. Look it up. It's called.
That's pretty.
Isn't it pretty? It's pure gold. Mm. It's a $400 necklace that they're going to give away to one of the Tweet of the Week winners. It's going to be on the March 15th episode. So keep tweeting. And their jewelry is so pretty. It's a company out of Rhode Island. They're not paying to sponsor this. This is literally this company that is really
nice.
And it's called RS Pure. They have beautiful, there's different price points. This is one of the more expensive ones. These earrings are from them, the little huggies.
Oh, those are cute.
Aren't they really pretty?
RS Pure.
RS Pure. And if you put in, it's going to be valid until March 21st, the code ROSE20. You can do like stacking necklaces. They have really pretty rings and stuff like that, beautiful bracelets. And it's sort of that like, it's real gold, it's real diamonds and stuff like that, and it's not a fortune, and it's out of Rhode Island.
I like it.
Beautiful. Right? And they're going to send a $400, it's called the paper clip link toggle necklace.
And it is beautiful, so you guys are now going to have to compete against me as well.
Anna's going to start tweeting.
Yeah, I'm going to
started
even
Twitter
I'm
now.
The judge. Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
And you know, really, shipping.
You're going to have to have one of your friends. You're going to have one of your friends. It's really nice.
It
you can just wear it,
it
every
is
day.
It's really beautiful.
It's
so
really
tweet
pretty.
Away, you guys.
RS Pure Rose 20. Okay, so here we are. And by the way, there's no small shakes because guess what? The winner gets this week.
Sleep crown.
Sleep crown. Jeff, you guys gotten your sleep crown?
I did. Thank
yeah,
you guys,
yeah,
Rob.
We did.
And okay.
In fact, I had it on my face yesterday.
You yeah. did?
I had mine on my face today.
I travel with mine. I travel with
I drove
my travel
here with
one.
Mine on. I drive with it.
He loves it.
Have you got a drive crown? You have to get it.
With his patented nose gap technology.
Well, it has patented nose gap technology.
You go to your dream portal.
Absolutely.
That
is true. Because like, look,
tell it. Talk to us.
I put it on my face last night. We love to listen to podcasts at night.
Nice.
Right? We listen to our, like, you know, stories, our audibles.
Sure,
and stuff
sure,
like
sure,
that.
Sure.
But yeah, you put it on for like 5 minutes and then you really just start
it's so good.
Dozing
you trip.
Away. You yep. go into a different world.
You love it. Julie,
it's so
yes.
good.
Do you have one too?
No,
I think we just have the one.
Well, we have one now because a family member stole the other
okay,
one.
Okay, okay, okay.
Thieves.
Sorry.
It does feel, whatever she, I think it's like bamboo. It is so soft. Mm-hmm. And when I go, I sometimes just hold it like a whoopee.
That's interesting.
I hold it.
I dry hump it.
Yeah, I do it.
I take it alone to the Razzle-Dazzle-mobile.
Yeah, like we'll be back.
It's
mine. I've got a hump crown.
Yeah.
Hello.
You know what I literally did last night, though? Because yeah, he yeah. fell asleep way before me.
Yeah,
and
yeah, yeah.
He started snoring.
Sure.
So I put it on his face to see if it would stop him snoring.
Did
wait,
it?
You did?
Did it?
It did not work.
So you smothered me in my sleep?
I just lightly put it on like
and
over
then
his
I pushed
nose.
A little harder.
You okay. heard it here first.
And it
okay.
did not.
If you guys win, if you guys win, email
that's an amazing thing to find out.
Do you
will that work?
So you
no.
actually smothered Michael
did,
last night.
Yeah.
You smothered Michael.
Yeah.
Okay, so
Michael's face right now.
Yeah, Michael's like, okay.
He's just like,
was
what?
Really loud.
Pardon?
Okay.
What's going on while I pass
and
out?
I pressed a little
there you
harder.
Go.
I'm glad this is on air.
Yeah, this is
harder.
Evidence for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But you could really smuggle him with a gold chain from RS
yeah.
Pure.
Yeah.
Rose 20 code. So if you want to get a sleep crown, you can go to Rose. You can go to sleepcrown.com/WYATR code champion. And then RS Pure code Rose 20. It's only up till March 21st. So just get on it now. Okay, here we go. Okay, we're going to pick our... this is from Trash Car at Trash Car 69.
That is definitely nice. Not Razzle Dazzle.
Nice.
Nothing gets the panties dropping like Ode to Winston Churchill.
Oh. Yeah. Yep.
It's true.
Okay. Okay. I want to give a shout out to Lavender Haze at Purple Haze. I stole from her. Zach about London. This is the perfect place to fall in love. I think Harry and Meghan would disagree. So I want to give shout out. That's why it was in my brain. I'm not a thief. this is also from Trash Car. Trash Car 69. Nobody lays in bed sick reading and wearing a quarter zip.
Yeah. Yeah. No.
This is also from Trash Car 69.
Wow.
Trash Car is coming in hot for that sleep crown.
Yeah.
Zach isn't feeling well, and this is all in caps. If only every nurse in America were there to help him feel better. This is from Justin Paul Spade at Justin Spade. To complete the royal treatment, ABC paid Prince Harry to write a paragraph shitting on Zach and Gabby. This is from Chaz at Thorium Dragon. Gabby, this smells like Sour Patch Kids and weed. Zach, yes, I agree, and I have definitely not lost my sense of smell. This is from Santini 35. Zach is just depressed that this COVID test is going to break his... his streak of kissing 25 women every day.
Oh, my God.
I don't think it's going to stop him.
Oh, my God. No. Okay. Deanna Sows at Six Gable Bags. What if the senior bachelor ends up on COVID Zoom? Linda, you're still muted. No, the little microphone picture on your face. Your face on the screen. Linda,
that's
Linda.
So good. Oh, my God.
When are they going to do this finally?
What the fuck? When are they going to do this?
Years and years of
not
teasing.
Happening.
When are they going to...
Michael Fleiss?
Yeah, Mike Fleiss. That's what his mother calls him.
Mike Fleiss said it's happening or something.
Yeah, right.
He says a lot of crazy things.
Andrea at Andrea says reacts, not naming the perfume Gak was a real missed opportunity. No.
Hey, ahead of the game.
Okay, okay, here we go. Sarah Samuelson at Sarah Samuelson 1, Jesse, Katie, I know you're a nurse and can appreciate the severity of the situation. Also, you, Kat, and you, Ariel, and Allie, Gabby, also a nurse, but not you, Jess, because, you know, you're 13. there's one final one. There's so many. This is from B. Perry at Great Bedonia. Jesse, well, what do we do next? The producers and I talk and agreed that I will fill in for Zach until he feels better. Okay, well, this is from Kim Gets Boosted, Please, at Oski Fan. It has woody elements. The new name of the perfume is Zabby Ballgrass.
Oh, my God.
Okay, all right. I top two. There's so many.
There's one I left out, like, number four or five.
I left the one where it was, like, the hints of whatever, and he's like, oh, I totally smell that. I totally have my sense of smell.
Okay.
Quarter zip one.
Okay, here we go. We'll do quarter sip and sense of smell. Okay. This is from Trash Car 69. Nobody lays in bed sick reading and wearing a quarter zip. Or Chaz at Thorium_Dragon. Gabby, this smells like Sour Patch Kids and weed. Zach, yes, I agree, and I have definitely not lost my sense of smell. Sense of smell or quarter zip. Lance Bass.
I'm going to go with quarter zip just because Michael's actually secretly... Crash Car, what's his name? Car, whatever.
Trash Car 69.
Trash Car. He's Trash Car.
Trash Car 69. Maybe. Okay.
Yeah. That's why I have so many.
Because you need a new sleep crown.
Yeah,
Trash
I do.
Car. Okay. Do you want quarter zip or sense of smell?
I want sense of smell.
Okay.
Oh. Sense of smell.
Wow.
Quarter zip.
Okay.
I'm going to go sense of smell.
Oh. Okay. Is it 3-3?
You're the tiebreaker.
Yes. You're the tiebreaker.
I'm going to give it to Trash Car 69. Nobody lays in bed sick reading and wearing a quarter zip.
Yes.
Quarter zip is fucking funny.
It's a good one.
All right.
And he had funny ones too, other ones.
Yeah,
too,
you know, so Trash Car, email us your mailing address. You've won yourself a sleep crown that you can smother your husband with.
Stop snoring.
Till he stops snoring. Okay, what would you like to promote, Lance Bass?
Well, I actually have something to promote.
What?
My new podcast, The Last Soviet, just premiered.
What is that one?
It is a true story. It's beautiful. It's one of those scripted podcasts where they immerse you into the world.
I love this.
True story about this cosmonaut, Sergei Krikalev, which spent 313 days in space, stuck in space on Mir as the Soviet Union collapsed.
Whoa.
So he went up a Soviet and then got stuck in space and came down to a country in dismay.
Wow, that's so cool.
Yeah, and he's the one that's in charge of the rescue mission right now on the ISS, so he's like still doing it today.
What is it called again?
It's called The Last Soviet, because he was the literal last Soviet ever.
Wild, man. That's so cool.
Every Wednesday, a new episode.
Oh my God, that's so cool. How many episodes is it?
8 episodes.
Perfect. I love it. It's a perfect commitment.
It's one of those that you put your sleep crown on your face.
Yes, I can dry hop, and then I dry hop. Yeah. I think about space.
My voice will soothe you to sleep.
With you,
Tom. I'm the host.
I'm going to dry hop my sleep crown. Yeah. Is that inappropriate?
Not at all.
Thank you. Okay. Michael, do we need to talk to your manager to get the prices for your art?
Yeah, Donald.
Cash only. Cash only.
So where can people, if they're interested in getting artwork made by you, how can they reach out to you?
I would say email me at michaelturchinart@gmail.com.
That's so great. Anything else you want to promote?
No.
Frosted Tips.
Yeah, Frosted
the
Tips.
The number one music podcast in the country.
Wow. Is that true?
Sure is.
Now it's been like top five.
Okay, now it dipped a little bit. But we were for a month.
That's exciting.
The first four episodes were the number one music podcast.
Can I just say, in our all hands meeting to iHeart, oh my God, they talk this podcast.
Whoa.
Do they really?
Yes. That's good to hear.
Good. A good time.
Great words were said.
Oh, what did they say?
Yeah,
a lot. They spent like
dry hump.
15 minutes talking about your show.
Denim. Oh. Razzle dazzle.
Yeah, so they were very, and I was like, what?
Michael? What? Our baby boys?
Do you hear that, Lance?
Our gorgeous baby boys?
It. We're stars.
We're stars, I tell you.
Gareth Reynolds, will you be joining us next week?
I don't know yet. I'm still finding out if I'll be on the road with Bert Kreischer.
Oh, that's fun. I love
start Bert. Doing that. Thursday in Cedar Rapids,
that's
Green
fun.
Bay, and a couple other cities. And then I'm on tour all through March and April. You can go to GarethReynolds.com.
Are you going to be in New York? No, you're not. I've asked.
No, it's just there. And then go to go watch my special on YouTube. You can go to GarethReynolds.com, and there's a special link. Go watch it. Tell
Is there
people about it.
Any world you guys are going to be in New York on April 15th?
There could be, yes, because I think I have my press junket for this Last Soviet. So I'm doing like Drew Barrymore and Watch What Happens
okay,
and all that.
Okay, so it's Saturday night at the Bell House. We're doing a huge live podcast with Margaret and Joe from Real Housewives of New Jersey. I'm going to ask Ashley I and Jared.
Okay.
It's going to be me, obviously, Brian Sofie. So fun. We would love.
What's the date again?
April 15th.
April 15th, tax day.
Tax day.
Tax day.
I'm gonna make sure that that's the
weekend.
Are you coming?
Will you be there?
I'm gonna be there. I'm doing it.
She's talking to me.
Oh, Lance. Sorry. I'm looking at my phone. Yes, I'll be there.
Okay, great.
He might not be there.
I might have to look over the babies.
Oh, right.
Yeah, we have kids.
So we do. We have two shows. April 14th at the at Union Hall, which is a Friday night. Brian Safi and I are going to be doing stand up and our new upcoming podcast, which is on iHeart, called No Autographs Please, which we will be. That's what we'll be reaching out. That's what the peanut butter powder's for.
Sure.
We would love for you to do it. It's an improv podcast. It's really fun.
It's an improv podcast.
And then
I'm perfect for that.
So it's going to be stand up, and we're going to be doing our podcast at Union Hall April 14th. And then the next night at the Bell House is going to be us live. And we have Jaquise is going to be there. Brian. Yep. Lance Bass is going to be there. Margaret and Joe from Real Housewives of New Jersey. Yes. Mike Carrazza is going to be there. And Dr. Banana is going to be there.
I'll be there.
It's going to be so fun. We're going to ask Ashley, I, and Jared. They came down last time from Rhode Island. So
how cute is their kid?
Oh, my God.
So cute.
Dawson, so cute. Katie, Anna, what would you like to promote?
Ashley has a baby Dawson.
Yeah.
Honestly, her videos, I just watched that baby. So cute.
I can't wait to get our kids with her kid.
Oh, yeah.
Don't you have to move away?
I know. Katie, what would you like? Lauren's kid is cute.
Oh, yeah, Lauren's
got... Oh. KT_money on Instagram. And please adopt, foster an animal from your local shelter.
Love it.
Also, it's going to be really, really cold everywhere. So if you're in California, most of the animal shelters are outside and the dogs are outside. So if you have any old blankets or towels, bring them to your shelter ASAP.
Oh, good to know.
Yeah, I brought some old blankets that I had from Bunny to the shelter.
Will you text me an address? I'll bring some.
Yeah, for sure.
Great. All right, thank you. All right, until next time, we have a really fun one next week. We have Jim Jefferies and Wells Adams. They're RSVP'd. I don't know if they're actually coming, but that's who's said that they're coming, which is so fun. Until next time, my name is Arden Rain. Thank you so much. Goodbye.
Bye. Oh, yeah. Gonna get all up in you tonight. Gonna feel so good. I just got one little question for you, girl. Will you accept this rose? Oh, will you accept this rose into your world? Accept this rose into your world.
Will You Accept This Rose is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.